The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast with our members here at the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. I'm Ray Andrewson, and in this edition, we welcome in the proprietor of Fish Window Cleaning here in Wallingford, past board chair with the Quinnipiac Chamber as well, Kevin O'Rourke, who's our guest for this session. Kevin, it's always good to be with you.
Same, Ray. It's always good to see you and good to chat with you.
I'm always intrigued, and I've always said this about somebody who buys a franchise or is investing in a franchise and builds that franchise up in a particular community, what it's like to get from day one to the present. But you've had an opportunity and success with Fish Window Cleaning to be able to do that.
Sure. So, you know, you buy a franchise because they have systems in place, and that's what you're buying. You're buying the systems. So when and franchises always intrigued me over the years. I thought about that, and I was in industrial sales for 25 years before going into this. And honestly, I got laid off a couple of times because the industrial market in Connecticut was going away. And the last time I came across a company called FranChoice, and FranChoice is a franchise marketer. They talk to you for a couple of hours, and they present you with several different opportunities and based on your finances and other things during that interview. And when they came back to me with three different things, I thought, there's 2 hours of my life I'll never get back. They brought me with fish window cleaning, a maid service, and a window treatment company. And I really was like, I can't believe this. So I wasn't interested in window treatments. I did go on to, I looked at the maid service, and that company, unfortunately, was not doing well in New England, and we live in New England. So I thought, I started calling the fish franchisees. And the franchisor will give you several people to talk to that they would recommend, because they can only answer certain questions. They can't answer anything. Because franchisors back in the day would sometimes mislead you. So, but they'll recommend different franchisees to talk to. I talked to those three or four that they recommended. I also had their franchise document, which has all the franchisees in the system. I called everybody in New England and about another 4 or 5 people, and almost everybody was happy. And so then I decided to pull the trigger.
Well, it's an interesting journey. And you get started, of course, then you have to hire your employees, you have your equipment, you're rolling it out, you're starting to get leads. And because you do both residential and commercial window cleaning, you have two different markets. But I'd like to maybe just start talking about the differences in both. When I think of residential window cleaning, I think it's not like you're looking for Philip Johnson's glass house in New Canaan, but you're certainly looking for most houses, raised ranches, colonials, that may have about a dozen windows. But some older homes, bigger homes, may have up to 30 or 40 windows. So the residential market is quite diverse.
Yeah, certainly the resident, I mean, so living here in New England, we have homes anywhere from, you know, my house is 100 years old. I think your house is similar in age.
Yes, it is.
And it depends on what kind of windows that people have. So do you have the original windows in the home? Do you have storm windows? Do you have replacement windows? You know, so it's all kinds of things, and then we have to look at it. And so what we do is when someone calls us, we go out and take a look, because we want to know exactly what we're getting into. We want you to know what the price is going to be, and we don't want any surprises either on your side or our side. So when we go out and take a look at every home that we're going to possibly do.
Well, my 110-year-old home, actually, those windows are the original windows with the rope poles on the side, yeah. Which is great in one way because it gives character, but very expensive because a lot of them are not working. So there is sort of a challenge with that. And there's a challenge with older glass. So let's talk about a house that may have 100-year-old glass. How do you, even if you're talking about a house, many of them in Wallingford, right here on the main street that date back to the 18th century,
sure,
how you work with this various antique glassware?
Well, the antique glass, I love it because when you know, it's not perfect sometimes. You look out, it's just a minor little bit of distortion. And when you clean it and you buff it up, you know, it sparkles. It just shines when you finish. And that's just great. The issues with some of it is that if we can't get the window open, you know, how do we get the storm windows out? Because most of the houses now will have storm windows on them, depending on what kind of storm. Do they have triple track storm windows, or do they have big panes of glass that fit over the whole opening? And each house is different. Some of these older homes, the original storms that they put on, they're big, they fit over the whole opening. The newer storm windows that were put on, the triple track storms, we have a lower sash that opens, an upper sash that will move up and down, as well as the screen. Those all are just a different challenge, you know. Can we get them out? How do we do that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Well, I can only think of a house from maybe 1770, and you have 8/8 windows in their original, or their reproduction 8/8. So you have a lot of slats and a lot of trim to deal with. How do you work with something like that? Because that might be a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah. So the more panes or the more pieces of glass in an opening, the more work there is to it. So what we do is we're going to clean each individual pane, and then we have to wipe around the edge of each individual pane to remove any dust or dirt that's on that. Okay. So an 8/8, you're looking at 16 panes of glass on two sides, plus potentially a storm window, which that would be one or two panes, generally speaking. So that's quite a bit of glass as compared to a home that has a one piece over one piece, maybe newer insulated glass. So now we're only looking at two panes of glass, one over one, and one in the bottom and one on the top, and, you know, one on the inside, one on the outside. It's a whole different thing.
And of course, some of the homes, especially Victorian homes, have colored glass or different types of glass too. So you must have gone on some of these residential visits and said, haven't seen this before.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, we've cleaned, last year we touched over 1,500 homes. We did window cleaning, or we also do soft wash or power washing and gutter cleaning, but primarily window cleaning. We've touched over 1,500 homes. So you would think we've seen almost everything, and we try not to get too cocky about it, but then every once in a while, go into someplace and you'll see a storm window or some other kind of glass that you haven't seen before. And so leaded glass, you know, like a stained glass window, you have to take different care about how you approach that than you would a piece of new glass or new window. They're much sturdier, you know, and much, they can take more abuse, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, plus you'll have leaded glass too.
The other thing we have, which is newer, is we're also using a water-fed pole, which we deliver purified water to a window from the ground without using a ladder or a lift. We use the same technology as a spot-free car wash. So you think of a spot-free car wash, you go through the car wash and it dries without any spots. The only difference is we're much tighter with the tolerances that we hold. So the water, when it comes out, water, we measure it in total dissolved solids. And in the Wallingford, North Haven, Cheshire area, if you're using city water, the TDS of the water tends to run 100 to 150. Well water could be much higher, it could be 400 or 500, but when it comes out of our system, it's zero. And so we deliver water to a brush head, we brush the glass many times, and then we rinse it extensively, and when it dries without leaving spots. Yeah. Like I said, the tolerances are greater. Our tolerances, when it gets up to be about 10, when the total dissolved solids are about 10, we change the media. And the spot for your car wash, they don't change it until it gets up to be about 50, because you're just looking at on a car. You're not looking at it through your window.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting to see the science behind all of this too. I mean, those of us who just use a little paper towel and spritz the Windex into a glass, it's not quite that, folks. It's quite different to see you all at work. And I'm just like to sort of move a little bit about sort of the commercial properties that you service as well. Big glass storefronts, clean glass, so much an important part. Restaurants, they really require you to do the work and do it well.
Yeah, you know, because what they see all saying, first impressions are everything. So if you're walking by and say you're new to the town and new to the area, and you're walking through an area and the windows look, they don't look good, they don't look clean, you're going to wonder what's going on in the rest of the restaurant where I can't see things. So restaurants, typically they will go on a schedule of maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. Retail establishments, depending on the retail establishment, they might go weekly, they might, or maybe once a month. So the retail work we do throughout the year, that goes year round. We have staff working all the time. In the cold weather, we treat the water so it doesn't freeze. But in the summer we go, and the shopkeepers or the store, whoever owns the store, sometimes they think they can do it. In the winter, they really can't do it. They don't do it well and when it's warmer. In the winter, they really can't do it that well.
Well, I can imagine. And that's also 12 months of the year, spring, summer, fall, probably easier. You don't have snow. But there is a considerable amount of dirt that gets kicked up during the course of the summer because people cut their grass,
sure.
They do weeding, whatever. They have gardens. And also they may not have a lot of sunlight, so they may have accumulation of moss and some other things on their home. So to make your job easier, what do you recommend for both the commercial and the residential homeowner that they can do to prepare for fish window cleaning coming by and doing their work?
Well, the fewer things that are in front of the glass, the better off it is, okay?
Yeah.
So a homeowner, a real quick recommendation for a homeowner is do not let your sprinklers hit your glass all the time. Okay, because the water has solids in it. It's got calcium, magnesium, the hardness of the water. And if the sprinkler is hitting the windows all the time and it's in the sunlight, that will, when the water evaporates, it leaves the solids behind. And that will start a buildup on the glass. And you'll get what we call hard water stains that are on the glass. And a regular window cleaning will not clean that. So whether if you are using a paper towel or with something, or if we're using a mop and a squeegee, we'll get the dirt off, but we won't get that buildup off. So if you're a homeowner or a commercial establishment, it doesn't matter. You don't want sprinkler heads hitting the glass all the time. To your other point, if you're not cleaning the glass on a regular basis, the same kind of thing can happen. Over time, the stuff that gets on it will kind of get baked into it and it gets harder to remove. And then it's not regular window cleaning anymore. Then it just becomes more of a project and the expense goes up.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine, and I'm glad that you gave that wonderful tip about the calcium buildup and magnesium and things that get tossed onto the window as well. And, you know, the grass clippings, so on and so forth. And I also think in terms of maintenance of your windows, you know, afterwards, you've come, you've cleaned, you see out, it's beautiful. Do you recommend that people not use certain products? And you can go ahead and just name them. Because I think, you know, everybody knows Windex, but some people have the idea that you should get out the newspaper and start using the newspaper. Somebody should just use paper towels, or someone should use a cloth or whatever to remove a stain.
So if you're gonna do it, you know, yeah, I've always heard newspapers. And when I was a kid, I think my mom gave me newspapers to clean the windows in my bedroom, you know, and honestly, I hated cleaning the windows. I just couldn't stand it. You know, it would be once or twice a year, my mom would say, go clean the windows in your bedroom. We had 6/6. I would spend what it seemed like forever doing it, and it would come out lousy, and she would have me do it again. So we've never used newspaper. That's kind of old technology. If you're going to do it, so here's a hint, okay? If you want to clean the windows in your home, you could use, just like get a bucket with some water, put a little bit of Dawn or some kind of dish detergent, not the kind that has hand softener in it, just kind of basic dish detergent, just a little bit. Mix it up, get yourself a towel or a microfiber towel, wipe it down, and then get a squeegee from Home Depot or whatever, you know, and then squeegee it off. Don't try to rub it around. When you're rubbing it around, like if you're doing Windex with a paper towel, the paper towel takes off the first layer of dirt, and then you just keep on smearing the dirt around. That's the streaks that you see, unless you're changing the paper towel, in which case you go through a small forest.
Yeah. Well, I think we've learned a lot. I think for commercial and residential homeowners and business owners, fish window cleaning is available for your service. And Kevin, how does anybody get a hold of you at Fish Window Cleaning?
So they can give us a call. Our phone number is 203-284-3474. Somebody answers the phone almost all the time during the week. Otherwise, you can leave a message. You can reach out to us online at our website, which is fishwindowcleaning.com/871. And that'll get you to us. And we'll get someone out to take a look and give you a free estimate. We're completely insured and bonded. And our guys come out and they're all in uniform. You see the red shirts and the red truck pull up.
Perfect. Kevin O'Rourke, Fish Window Cleaning. Thanks for being with us on our Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. It was good talking with you.
Thanks so much, Ray. We really appreciate it.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.